And this news update's being brought to you by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. As well as Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the thumb and beyond. Good afternoon from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. In Tuscola County, a tense morning at Millington Community Schools ended with relief after what authorities now confirm was a false emergency call, part of a dangerous trend known as swatting. Police say the incident began just before 11 a.m. when a bomb threat was phoned into a district building. Within minutes, officers from the Millington Police Department and Tuscola County Sheriff's Office rushed to the scene, locking down the school as a precaution while a full-scale search got underway. Students and staff remained secured inside as law enforcement combed the buildings. And a specially trained bomb detection canine was brought in to assist. After the extensive sweep, officials found no explosive, no suspicious items, and no sign of danger. Investigators now believe the threat was not credible, but response was very real. Authorities also revealed that another nearby school reported a similar incident around the same time, raising concerns about coordinated or copycat activity. Swatting, where false reports are made to trigger emergency responses, is a serious crime that can drain critical resources and put lives at risk. Police emphasize that incidents like this are treated with urgency and can lead to significant criminal charges. The lockdown was lifted once buildings were cleared, allowing students and staff to return to normal activities, and no injuries were reported. Officials are continuing to investigate who may be behind the call, while thanking the school community for their patience and cooperation during what they described as a highly disruptive but ultimately unfounded incident. And a longtime family doctor in mid-Michigan's headed to federal prison after admitting to distributing thousands of illegal images involving child exploitation, bringing a disturbing case to a close in federal court. Prosecutors say 62-year-old Robert Glapinski, who practiced family medicine in KPAC and treated both children and adults, was sentenced to 15 years behind bars. The case began unfolding in March of 2025 when a tip from Google alerted the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to suspicious activity in an online chat. Investigators say what they uncovered was deeply troubling. Conversations allegedly involving the abuse of young girls, along with the sharing of explicit material. A search of Glapinski's home the following month turned up a staggering collection, more than 2,500 images and over 150 videos depicting child sexual abuse. Authorities say Glapinski admitted to possessing and distributing the material. Federal officials emphasized the gravity of the crime, noting that the added betrayal of trust, given Glapinski's role as a physician, someone entrusted with the care and well-being of families and children. The case serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing efforts by law enforcement to track and prosecute online exploitation and the severe consequences that follow. And across the state, thousands of dogs, cats, and even rabbits waiting in shelters are about to get a boost. Michigan officials have announced a $150,000 investment aimed at improving care, increasing adoptions, and tackling the root cause of pet homelessness. The funding, distributed to 24 animal shelters from the Upper Peninsula down to Metro Detroit, will power a wide range of efforts from spay and neuter programs to vaccinations, microchipping, and even expanded shelter space. And here's the twist. This isn't even coming from a new tax or a major legislation. It's funded by everyday Michiganders who check a small box on their state tax returns, choosing to support the Animal Welfare Fund. State leaders say that the simple act is making a big difference, and the majority of this year's funding, more than 85%, will go towards spay and neuter services, a critical step in preventing overcrowded shelters in the first place. Since the program began in 2010, more than $2 million has been funneled into animal shelters statewide, helping give thousands of pets a second chance at finding a home. For shelters already stretched thin, this latest round of funding could mean more wagging tails, more purring companions, and more happy endings for animals still waiting for their forever families. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
You asked, and we listened. The Google Pixel 10 and 9A have officially arrived at Thumb Cellular. You can now get both in sleek obsidian black at incredible Thumb Cellular low prices. For those who love Android phones, the Pixel is for you. It features the purest form of Android OS and comes with 7 years of free updates, so your phone stays fast, secure, and feeling fresh for years to come. With the power of Google's Tensor chip and built-in Gemini AI, it's designed to help you do more, smarter, and faster. And if the Pixel isn't what you're looking for, don't worry. Thumb Cellular has something for everyone, including a free phone with an upgrade or a new activation. Terms and conditions apply. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for full details. Or check out all the current offers at thumbcellular.com/deals. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the
Thumb Cellular, proudly serving here in Tuscola and Sanilac counties for 35 years.
Take up to 25% off store-wide and up to 40% off accessories at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Help us celebrate over 80 years of quality furniture at affordable prices with the Ashley Anniversary Sale happening now. Take up to 25% off store-wide during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Plus, come check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. We also have hot buys on select power reclining furniture and hot buy queen bed frame starting at just $399. Looking to add that personal touch of style? No worries. Save up to 40% off accessories during the Ashley Anniversary Sale in Bad Axe. Want to buy now and pay later? You can. No interest until 2031. Visit Ashley's in Bad Axe and ask us how. Don't wait, because this is a limited time offer that you don't want to miss. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe during the Ashley Anniversary Sale. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
So who's got the stock? Ashley Home Store has the furniture and mattresses you need, ready for you to take home today. This is Matt Schultz. Let me show you our selection. Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe, this is home.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with more news. President Trump has announced the first wave of appointments to PCAST, which is the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology. The council, which can consist of up to 24 members, is tasked with providing independent scientific and technical advice to the executive branch. The current focus on the council will be on opportunities and challenges presented by emerging technology, specifically AI, and its impact on the American workforce. The goal is to ensure that the U.S. remains competitive during what the administration describes as the golden age of innovation. And the World Meteorological Organization released a report today stating the Earth's climate is more out of balance than at any time in observed history. The agency highlighted that greenhouse gas concentrations reached record highs in 2024 and 2025. According to that report, the plant has absorbed more energy from the sun than it has released back into space, with 90% of that excess heat being stored in the oceans. This imbalance is driving a notable acceleration in sea level rise and the retreat of land-based glaciers worldwide. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. And Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895, stop into one of their offices today. As well as Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond.
Are you thinking about a new home, ready to refinance, or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Mark Hill, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed-rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity loans and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank and Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Mark Hill, NMLS number 500339. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.